our promises. I'm sure Blade shared his opinions with the woman.
We'll step carefully, then.
The Prabhrin Dra reflected. But right now, I don't see the threat. If she wants to get the Shadow Masters, I say let her go after them. Smoke had a fit. He ranted. He cursed. He issued dire prophecies. Every sentence included the words, "The Year of the Skulls." His histrionics were so craven they drove the Radisha toward her brother's position. Brother and sister left him to his humors. As they moved toward their part of the palace, the Prabhrin Dra asked, "What's gotten into him? He's lost his nerve completely."
"He never had much."
"No, but he's gone from a mouse to a jellyfish. First it was fear of getting found out by the Shadow Masters. Now it's the Stranglers."
"They scare me."
The prince snorted. "We have more power than you suspect, sis. We have the power to manipulate 3 priesthoods." The Radisha sneered. She knew what that was worth. So did Jahamaraj Jha now. Chapter 25 8 men sat around the fire in the room without a roof. That room was on the top floor of a 4-story tenement in Taglios's worst slum. The landlord would have suffered apoplexy had he seen what they had done. They had been there only a few days. They were wrinkled little brown men, unlike any Taglian native. But Taglios lay beside a great river. Strangers came and went. Unusual people seldom drew a second glance. They had opened the room to the elements, and now some regretted it. A summer shower had come down the river. It was not a heavy rain, but the clouds had stalled over the city. They shed a steady drizzle. Taglios's people were pleased. Rain cleared the air and carried away the trash in the streets. Tomorrow, though, the air would be muggy and everyone would complain. 7 of the 8 brown men did nothing but stare into the flames. The 8th occasionally added a bit of fuel or a pinch of something that sent sparks flying and filled the air with aromatic smoke. They were patient. They did this for 2 hours each night. Suddenly, shadows rippled in over the tops of the walls, danced behind and among the men. They did not move, did nothing to admit they sensed the new presence. The one added another pinch of aromatic, then rested his hands in his lap. Shadows gathered around him. Shadows whispered. He replied, "I understand." The language he spoke was not Taglian. It was spoken nowhere within 600 miles of Taglios. The shadows went away. The men did not move till the fire died. The rain became a blessing then. It quenched the flames quickly. The one who had fed the fire spoke briefly. The others nodded. They had their orders. Discussion was unnecessary. In minutes, they were out in the Taglian streets. Smoke muttered curses as he stepped into the rain. "Story of my life! Nothing goes right anymore!" He scuttled along, head down. "What am I doing out here?" He ought to be inside trying to make the Radisha see sense so she could make her brother see sense. They were going to ruin everything. All they had worked toward was going to fly away if they didn't do something about that woman. They were going to destroy Taglios by default. Why couldn't they see that? Sometimes a walk helped clear the mind. He needed to be out, away, alone, free. Some new avenue would present itself. There was a way to get through, he was sure. There had to be. A bat zipped past so close he felt the air stirred by its wings. A bat? On a night like this? He recalled a time before the